My daughter lived in a bungalow not that far from here quite a few years ago. And I knew something about the bungalow. I always got a very bad feeling about it, and it was always cold, no matter how much heat or anything on, it was always cold. And whenever you walk down the hallway, there was like this mirror, you know, at the end of the hallway. And for whatever reason, every time I walked down that hallway, I couldn't look in that mirror, because I just had this awful feeling. And there was, my granddaughter was only three at the time, and they had a birthday party for her. Anyway, balloons and all that there. Well, whenever the next morning after the birthday party, all her balloons were in her bedroom. That particular bedroom was freezing cold. Like, having a little babysit for her in that house, I always said, no, I'll take her to my house. And when they went in the next morning, every single balloon was burst. And Catherine said to, you know, to her, she said, why did you burst all your balloons? And she said, I didn't, she said, that man did. So, but on three separate occasions, Catherine woke up in the middle of the night and her TV and the living room was off. And had all, everything, you know, had it switched off. It had just come on, but really, really loud. So, but we found out afterwards she didn't stay in it very long, because I kept saying, you need to get out of here, because I could feel there was definitely something there. I could feel it. So that somebody told me years ago that I had that sort of sixth sense, and I do. I've had like premonitions of things happening, but there was definitely something in that house. But we found out afterwards that the man that owned the house died in it.
Really?
Someone died in that bedroom where the lady slept.
Really? And it wasn't an old house. It was would have been quite recent.
I'd say it's a bungalow up there in Follow Avenue. Yeah, and these people have said that. He wasn't a very nice man, but I always got a really bad feeling. I would never say it on my own, because I just had a feeling that there was something there. It was really weird.